KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The opening frames of The Crash promise a thriller about cyber warfare. The New York Stock Exchange has been hacked, and the hackers have set a deadline to destroy the exchange's data. The first scene, a meeting of frantic government officials in Washington, promises superheated idiocy. A military aide says, "I can put a team on the ground and attack in a matter of moments." The Secretary of the Treasury, a pretty prescient blonde, says, "There will absolutely be a run on the banks, on everything." Still, cyber warfare is an important subject, so I figured I'd cut Aram Rappaport's movie some slack, until I discovered that A, it isn't really about cyber warfare, and B, it's sufficiently slack as is, even though the essential torpor has been camouflaged by a jittery camera, cascades of data on flat panel screens, and torrents of cyber babble. So what is The Crash about? First off, it's about Rappaport's ability to get his film produced, and hats off to him for that, since it couldn't have made much sense on paper, and it hasn't grown in coherence on screen. Out of courtesy, though, I'll fudge the real subject by saying that The Crash might better have been called The Really, Really Big Short. Instead of the usual terrorist suspects, we have a preposterously grandiose business and finance conspiracy, and that provokes a standard-issue plot device. The government hires a hacker to catch the hackers, then lets him assemble his own high-tech team, a la Ocean's 11. The device is finally explained in flashbacks of astonishing clumsiness, and if you thought you understood The Crash of 2008, you've got other things coming. There's also a plug-in plot module involving an ardent young woman with cancer, plus a bizarre riff on President Bush receiving the news about the World Trade Center attack while reading The Pet Goat to second graders in Sarasota, Florida. The elementary school has been moved to Baltimore, and the president, in what may have seemed a really shrewd move during production, is a woman. Watching a bad movie can be fun, though, for reasons that have less to do with its essence than with its trappings. I enjoyed some of the characters' plastic names. Guy Clifton, the uber hacker hired by the government, is played by Frank Grillo and made me think of Guy Noir from A Prairie Home Companion. Guy's wife, Shannon Clifton, is played by Minnie Driver. The Secretary of the Treasury, Sarah Schwab, is played by Mary McCormick, and what a masterstroke it was to name her for a brokerage house. The cast includes John Leguizamo's George, a computer genius in a wheelchair who cannot for some reason remember the word terrorist, and Diana Agron's Amelia, a glamorous member of the tech team identified only by the on-screen phrase market analytics. Those names are unexceptional, but they denote characters of 100% recycled cardboard. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.